9 Ways to Raise a Happy Child. What makes children happy may surprise you. Child development experts who study the subject say that happiness isn't something you can give a child, like a prettily wrapped present. In fact, says Edward Hallowell, psychiatrist and author of The Childhood Roots of Adult Happiness, overindulged children, whether showered with toys or shielded from emotional discomfort, are more likely to grow into teenagers who are bored, joyless, and cynical. The best predictors of happiness are internal, not external, says Hallowell, who stresses the importance of helping kids develop a set of inner tools they can rely on throughout life. Learn to read the signs. A happy child smiles, plays, shows curiosity, socializes with other children, and doesn't need constant stimulation. Conversely, the signs of an unhappy child are clear. The child is withdrawn, quiet, not eating very much, doesn't spontaneously get involved with other children, doesn't play, doesn't ask questions, doesn't laugh and smile, and has very spare speech. Help them develop their talents. Happy people are often those who have mastered a skill. For example, when your child practices catching a ball, he learns from his mistakes. He develops persistence and discipline. And then he experiences the joy of succeeding due to his own efforts. Connect with them. The first key to creating a happy child is to connect with them, play with them. If you're having fun with them, they are having fun. Play is when children invent, create, and daydream. Healthy bodies, happy children. Lots of sleep, exercise, and a healthy diet are important to everyone's well-being, especially children's. Let them struggle with problems. Parents try to make it better for their child all the time, to make them happy all the time. That's not realistic. Don't always jump in and try to fix it. Children need to learn to tolerate some distress, some unhappiness. Talk with your child. The best advice on how to know if your child is happy is the simplest. Talk with him. Even more important, listen. Be a role model. You can pass on your temperament to your children, not necessarily through your genes, but through your own behaviour and child-rearing style. For better or worse, children pick up on their parents' moods. Even young babies imitate their parents' emotional style. Allow them to be sad or mad. Children need to know that it's okay to be unhappy sometimes. It's simply part of life. And if we try to squelch any unhappiness, we may be sending the message that it's wrong to feel sad. We need to let them experience their feelings, including sadness. Teach them to do meaningful things. People who have meaning in their lives feel less depressed. Charity and helping others should be a big part of your family life.